I'm going to move pretty quickly because I have 45 minutes and I'm actually going to only use 45 minutes. So this is a chart showing that we're creating a whole lot more data. You're going to watch me move through a whole lot of charts very fast. This is showing about a 76% jump in the amount of data and information being tracked by companies projected in the next 12 to 18 months. If you go out and look, you will notice that IBM estimates that 90% of the world's data was generated in the last 2 years, which is phenomenal when you stop and think about it, but this is being created at multiple levels. People are starting to track information about themselves through Fitbit-type devices. Companies are increasingly becoming more and more specific about what they record. Computers are getting better and better and better and better and better about seeing layers of data, whereas in the days that I started practicing law, when you looked at a document, it was a document. Today, that document has metadata. So even a single document then has layers of information behind it. So when you stop and think about what's being said, it's not that outrageous. It just means that as the world's complexity and computing power continues to grow, we're generating and tracking more and more information. That's point one. Two, not especially shockingly, people are spending more on big data. Now, I should also note that these slides are put together by people that sell big data-related services. So they are, of course, going to emphasize how everyone else is spending money. So, of course, you too should spend money. So take it with a grain of salt. But it's not that radical of a concept to say something like 36% of the companies that were polled, and it was a little over 1,000 companies, reported that they intended to significantly increase their budget for data analytics-related projects. Now, I want to be very clear. That's not limited to employment. That's saying, broadly speaking, in the enterprise, we're increasing the budget that we have for big data. Also, notably, about 41% said, we're going to hold steady. We're not going to spend any more. We're not going to spend any less. Only 3% said, we're going to go down. The remainder said, we don't know, which is probably the most candid response.